This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're circling back today to talk to Stuart Tomk, who's Vice President of Science Regulation and Education for CV Sciences. CV Sciences makes a variety of hemp-derived products, and we talked about them here on Intelligent Medicine. We're going to get an update from him, and also just some fascinating information on a new formulation from CV Sciences that addresses immunity. Now, of course, that's not a very important subject these days, but we're going to go with it anyway, right, Stuart? Immunity is all the rage, and it's the buzzword for what we need to establish resilience in the face of our current threats. Number one, infection, but number two, just the stress of the uncertainty that every one of us faces. So Stuart's passion for CBD and knowledge of the research behind this natural health product is unparalleled in the industry. He's shared vital information with us before about it. So what's new, Stuart? Thanks for coming on the program.
Well, thank you, Doctor, and thank you for having me back. We're on a mission here at CV Sciences to widen your social circle. So not only are we here to talk about CBD and why we think plus CBD is unique, however, we have to say up front, we've always been an immune company. When you think of the other side of stress, and we talked about that last time I was on your show, stress and immunity are at odds with each other. So in many cases, we've been helping people deal with stress more effectively, therefore enhancing immune function. So it would make sense that we would branch into the immune category ourselves.
Well, indeed. I mean, I think we've established the bona fides for using CBD during this pandemic. You know, people are having problems with sleep. People are having problems with stress and anxiety. Why don't you address that first, and then we'll get into something that I think is a really unique and exciting new offering from CV Sciences.
Yes, I think the thing that makes CBD really unique right now is it's both immuno- and neuromodulatory. Immuno- and neuromodulatory. So unlike an inhibitor that completely stops, very much say like steroids, for example, that stop all kinds of immune activity, the cannabinoids appear to modulate immune activity. In fact, there's quite a bit of research going on right now where they're combining CBD with standard of care across a whole broad range of therapies and finding out that CBD may actually help to enhance standard of care. So the fact that it's immuno and neuromodulatory makes it very, very unique. And I think that there should be, we should say right now, that there are companies out there, not our company, but there are companies out there that are really exploring cannabinoids, specifically CBD as it relates to the current virus and even other endocannabinoid-like compounds that the body makes. So this is an area with tremendous research. I think even more than just the stress resilience, but actually feeding the immune system so that it can more appropriately deal with the host response.
And also, since inflammation is such a big part of the cytokine storm that cascade towards hospitalization and intubation and death that sometimes overtakes patients. Are there any inflammatory properties to CBD?
Yes, no, it appears to have a really powerful modulatory effect, again, which is really unique. One of its mechanisms of action that we don't talk much about. However, you can learn more at YouTube, CV Sciences at YouTube. You can watch a little talk from Colonel Dr. Michael Lewis,
mm-hmm. who's been a guest on the program. Yeah,
we've had and really a remarkable infectious disease hunter. And I was listening to his lecture on YouTube, it's CV Sciences at YouTube, and I heard him the other day talk about how CBD actually works indirectly, helping with the immune inflammatory response in a very cool way. Listen to this. The colonel was saying that what CBD does is it knocks out FA. FA stands for fatty acid amide hydrolase, and that's an enzyme that our bodies use, and it breaks down these endocannabinoids. Hmm. What does that mean? Well, yeah, I know you had a moment here. When you're really stressed out, your FA, right, just eats up all these endocannabinoids, mm-hmm. and now you have arachidonic acid.
But you become depleted in the endocannabinoids as a result.
Yes, yes, but you're not just that. You're when they are broken down, doctor, endocannabinoids turn into arachidonic acid.
Oh, even worse.
You had an aha moment on the podcast here, and that's why I want to thank Bill Lanz, Dr. Bill Lanz, my mentor, celebrated his 90th birthday the other day, so I want to thank Dr. Bill Lanz for helping me make all of these connections with arachidonic acid and eicosanoids and prostaglandins, mm-hmm. put me in a great position to understand this. So I'll slow down and explain it so everyone can hear this.
Sure.
Colonel Lewis explained, when you're scared to death, you're stressed out. That stress is causing you to eat up your endocannabinoids. Your body makes these lipid signaling messengers to keep you healthy and balanced. In this fight or flight state of stress, your body then eats up the endocannabinoids, releasing arachidonic acid, which is what your body uses to create the pro-inflammatory signals. It's one of the ways that the body sends these pro-inflammatory signals. So more stress eats up more FA, which eats up the endocannabinoids, releasing arachidonic acid, which then can become pro-inflammatory and make your blood thick and sticky and increase sensitivity to pain.
Hmm. So it's almost like your emotions can influence your inflammatory state. I mean, I have met a few people lately who I consider inflammatory personalities, especially under the current circumstances, but literally they're becoming inflamed because of what's going on in their brains in terms of how they perceive external events.
I completely agree. I've been spending all of my free time studying that exact same phenomenon. And interestingly enough, over the weekend, I was spending quite a bit of time going back and looking at some of the pre-scientific methodologies. And in China, since it's, you know, all the rage, and we'll be talking a little bit about it later, in the traditional practice, there was a balance between yin, which is the substance, mm-hmm. must be balanced with yang, which is the organs, and must harmoniously work in unison with the emotions. To your point, they called it the Shen, mm-hmm. and that the emotions must be calm to truly be well. So as we're questioning who was modern in terms of medicine, I love the idea that traditional Chinese medicine said that the emotions must be calm to truly be well.
Well, it's all coming full circle in the light of scientific advances and under our better understanding of biochemistry and molecular biology. It's amazing.
So I love that idea. Yes, the fight or flight response, it used to be the tiger, and now it's my phone. And choosing to read things or not read things.
Or cable TV, cable channels.
Right, or cable channels, absolutely. So this idea that the brain is a chemist and there's fight and flight on one side and rest and digest on the other side. So that's one thing, going back to what can CBD do for you? It can help blunt fight and flight and enhance rest and digest. When you're in fight or flight, there's no social cohesion. When you've got 6 feet or more between you and everyone else, there's less social cohesion. When you're scared to death because of the news, you're further away from people. So I really see CBD as actually being something that's empathic, to help bring people together and to restore balance. That's what the ECS does in the body, and that's what Plus CBD can do for you.
And I have to say that, throughout this pandemic, and there's been a lot of stress, a lot of dislocation, I've, experienced it in the belly of the beast, so to speak, in the epicenter of ground zero of the pandemic here in New York City. And, I take CBD, I take it nightly. And I have to say that my sleep is amazing. I mean, so deep, so restorative. And I can't think of a night where I've, had even slight interruptions to a optimal sleep pattern. It's been really great.
God, I love hearing that so much. I can say I'm not quite there yet. I've been a bit of a scream looking for a mouth. So when I studied this TCM over the weekend and was reading about, the emotions must be calm to truly be well, I can say this. I know when I'm taking CBD and when I'm not. Mm-hmm. And so for any skeptic that's listening, if you do not find the solace and peace of mind that you're looking for right now, it might be a good time to try it, because I think we've got something that will be in the tool chest here forever.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Stuart Tomk. Well, okay, so, we can circle back and talk a little more about CBD, how to take it, what some of the products are, how it varies, what CV Sciences is about. And there's really literally hundreds of companies now offering CBD products. But before we circle back to that, something new on the scene. I was really surprised because, your company is doing great making high quality hemp derived CBD in various forms. There's a dropper form, there's capsules, there's topical form, which is really great for, minor injuries, muscle aches, and so on. You have a new thing called CV Acute. So tell us how that came about.
Well, I made the statement earlier that we were always an immunity company, because if stress is at one side of the teeter-totter and immunity is at the other side, these things are intimately and intricately connected. You cannot separate them. So that was number one. We've always been an immune supporting company. Number two, because of the regulatory confusion and ambiguity and lack of official enforcement from the FDA, CBD is still in a gray area. And mm-hmm. as our company grows and as we get more shelf space, it became imperative that we come up with non-CBD products. So this is our very first non-CBD mm-hmm. product that is a non-redundant complement to everything else you're already taking for your immune system.
Mm-hmm. And so how did that come about? There are various things that are familiar herbs like echinacea and elderberry, and quercetin, these are all the rage these days in the COVID-19 environment because of, you know, some really, you know, interesting science that supports their use. But the ingredients in CV Acute are relatively unfamiliar to me. So how did you arrive at that formula?
Well, our mandate is to be brave. I mean, think about what we did with CBD and how brave and bold mm-hmm. we were. And we have an extensive medical and scientific advisory team. And one of our experts, we mentioned him already, Colonel Lewis, he was on the ground when bird flu and SARS broke out the first time. And so we've been thinking and looking about how can we participate in the immune market. And we had already been working on this SHL formula before the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say that even though it's called CV Acute, that stands for our company, mm-hmm. Curriculum Vitae is the course of life, CV Sciences. Mm-hmm. And the SHL formula, we were coincidentally looking at it because it was one of the few traditional formulas that had been misunderstood. It was not properly marketed, and it had an unbelievable science base to build from. So that's why we went with the SHL formula that consists of extracts of three herbal ingredients. So it's the fruit of the Forsythia suspensa. So the Forsythia fruit, and that's been used in traditional remedies since antiquity. The flower of the Japanese honeysuckle. So the Japanese honeysuckle is a very, very unique source of even micro RNA and cholinergic acid. We'll get into some of the chlorogenic acid, rather, some of the other compounds that are in there. And then the root, the Chinese skullcap is different than the American skullcap. American skullcap people take for sleep. Mm-hmm. The root, the Scutellaria baculensis, the mm-hmm. Chinese skullcap, is the source of the Bicalin compound, which is a potent, really a disruptor. A lot of the historical TCM thinking about wind and heat and all of that, I think, can be confusing for a lot of Westerners. I think the important thing to remember is that even though this stuff was considered pre-medicine, mm-hmm. they had mapped out an entire process where they watched the disease progression. And they knew that if these herbs, if taken quickly, as soon as you feel like you might be exposed to something, could protect you in the early, middle, and late phases.
Mm-hmm. And I'm reading here an article that you sent me, which is entitled Repurposed Drugs and Traditional Chinese Medicine. And, you know, it talks about a variety of antivirals, you know, some of which are include, you know, hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir. And as far as I can tell, what it's saying is that these traditional herbs have properties that should put them on the same rung with some of the most powerful Western medicines that we're now looking towards.
I know. That's why I was speechless when I read that, and I couldn't wait to send it to you. And so let's just make sure that we're really clear, because we're dealing with a novel virus that there's no known treatments for at all. The TCM that we're talking about and that has been reviewed up to this point was initially used to treat influenza and SARS, the first SARS-CoV-1. Mm-hmm. And this is interesting, by triggering the inflammation pathway and upregulating inflammatory activity instead of RNA chain termination. So I know it's a mouthful there, mm-hmm. but these Chinese herbs, what they seem to do, these cool compounds in here, they seem to potentiate the immune system. And there are studies. I was listening all weekend to an acupuncturist MD, PhD, that says the first time SARS was here, that there were healthcare workers taking these traditional remedies, he just mm-hmm. called them herbs, mm-hmm. and having tremendous protection prophylactically and preventing themselves from actually getting it in the first place. So, yes, I love the idea that in that article, I think that they really compared some of these plant medicines to things like remdesivir, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you read it that way too?
Yeah, exactly. That they showed structural similarities and functional equivalencies to suggest that. I mean, usually we tend to categorize herbs as sort of soft medicine and pharmaceutical drugs as really hard hitting agents. But what these researchers have done is they've done a lot of molecular biology to analyze the compounds within these herbs to suggest that they really have potent effects against viruses. Now again, we don't know yet because no single agent, and whether it be hydroxychloroquine or remdesivir, even the top ranked drugs remain controversial when it comes to their efficacy for this. But the precedent is there. I mean, there's the historical precedent of millennia of use in traditional Chinese medicine for febrile diseases. And there's, the scientific impetus that was started with, this is SARS-CoV-2. SARS took place in, 2003 or something like that? And they were desperate to find measures to control it. Fortunately, it burned out and it was contained quite early. But it triggered a lot of research, especially in China, looking at some of these traditional agents.
And it does say in that article that the moment that the word got out that there was a zoonotic jump, that people started using these traditional remedies. So just to be clear, you can get phony SHL online. That was also one of the reasons why we decided to launch this product.
So there was a kind of a black market in this stuff in the early days when,
It's still out there. This stuff is so popular mm-hmm. that most of it is fake. Oh. And when you mentioned the technology, when we were able to employ alchemist laboratories, and we have the best HPLC testing in the world to find out, there are 44 different compounds that are all working together in concert. So this is very similar to the cocktail of antivirals that are used in Western medicine, where you actually have to triangulate this. So I think that when it comes to prevention, when you think of what they're offering here and what the SHL formula may offer in terms of prevention, I just love the idea that the traditional Chinese say one of the fundamental concepts of traditional Chinese medicine is that it's superior medicine if it prevents the disease mm-hmm. and inferior medicine mm-hmm. to treat the disease. Now, that's not fair, right? Because they said that a long, long, long time ago.
The ancient Greeks said, I think Hippocrates, was quoted as saying that, 2,500 years ago. So, yeah.
So that concept isn't new. But so today, because we have the technology and we could find out, you see, when you go into the Chinese records and they have the pharmacopoeia of the People's Republic of China, only one compound, the Baikalian content is the only standard for the true SHL formula.
Okay. All right. This is a good point at which to pause because, as you know, Stuart, you're a veteran of these podcasts. We divide our podcasts into two parts. In part two, I want to talk about some more about SHL and the new offering from CV Sciences, which is called CV Acute. But also circle back and talk a little bit more about your hemp-derived compounds containing cannabidiol. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our guest, Stuart Topk. He's VP of Science, Regulation, and Education at CV Sciences. And we'll be right back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast.